Jones, Let It Ride. Oh, yeah.
We love the Baja Men here on this
we
show.
We do. Big friends Baja of the show. Man. Maybe we can get them on the show.
I'm sure we could. I'm sure that would be easier than getting a Kings personnel person.
Absolutely.
And we are the Kings affiliate.
Absolutely.
Nate is unhinged. I love to see it. Styles and Watkins.
I just like to
sports.
Think of everyone in the office right now who's hearing this just blast through the entire.
By the way, because we are a show for the people, that is from the 714 who said Sabonis will have a triple-double tonight, only in all caps if you play some Baja Men Who Let the Dogs Out. And Malik Monk, he said he got some dogs.
Oh, yeah.
We're looking for them.
What's your bark, Chris? There we go.
There you go.
Alan?
Yeah, we want everyone's bark.
There you go. Well, now you do it.
Oh,
come on.
Oh, boo.
There you go. All right. We're looking for the dogs, for all the dogs. We're looking for the dogs tonight. That Malik Monk says is all over the Kings roster. Well, they've been missing. What was it? What was it? The 90s dog movie when they get
Air
lost?
Bud?
No, not when they have to come home. The dog gets lost.
Babe, Pig in the City?
No.
No, it's a dog. Somebody help me out on
Old
Homeward
Yeller.
Bound. Homeward
Bound.
Wasn't that a dog?
Yes. Yeah, there's a dog, a cat.
There you go.
Yes.
Homeward Bound.
Oh, my gosh.
We don't want any Homeward Bound tonight with the Kings. We want the dogs right there in Golden 1. We want the beam, the new tradition. We're not moving off the beam. I don't know why Chris would suggest to move off the beam.
I can't stand it.
So wait, we do want to let the dogs out, but not too far. Like not
stay in the arena.
Okay, we're gonna let the dogs out into the arena.
In between the lines,
we
that's
need
what's
the
going
logistics
on.
Of kind of how to handle the dogs.
That's right. For all the dogs, as we talk keys to the game, Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports, taking you up to 2 p.m. One more hour, and let's get the question going. Who needs to be the biggest dog tonight? I need dogs because I see here Manny Too Legit says HB. Needs to be the biggest dog tonight.
Shout out Frankie, said the same thing.
Frankie said the same thing. Keys to the game. I got force feed Keegan Murray. Mm. I know that Coach Brown doesn't like to make it a point and go within the flow of the offense. Brother, you need Keegan to go.
Mm-hmm.
And you have his brother on the other side.
Right.
Get a little
Family
bit of deal back.
Family will probably be in town.
Family's in town. Got to be. The
sure.
mom wearing the half jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Or one
the
person
slit.
Wearing one jersey, one wearing the other. Force feed Keegan Murray. Keegan. That's there my dog go. Tonight.
Wow.
Keegan Murray. There you go.
Can we hear, Nate, do you got pregame audio from Keegan Murray here? Is that what that was? Okay.
All right.
No, okay.
That's what they've been. That's what they were on Monday. That's what they were on Monday. We don't need that. Well, you just have a bunch of different dogs. What's going on back there? You got them on deck.
I got a little dog bank back here.
What is going on? We ask you for other sounds, and you got to go hiding. We ask for one dog sound. You have every dog, every breed available.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
What is going on back there?
We got a mini pincher right here.
Okay. What is this, GarageBand? What's going on here?
What is going
on? We're a radio show.
Chris.
We're ready to go.
Yes, sir.
Keys to the game or your dog. Who is your dog?
Oh, my gosh.
Or give me a keys to the game.
Give me Domantas Sabonis, man.
Come on.
Act like an all-star. Act like an all-NBA player that you're supposed to be or that you are. Can't have four shot attempts in a game. And if you are going to get to the free throw line, which I would hope he can get to the free throw line, let's say more than eight times tonight, please, Domas, please. Make your free throws, just like 80% and above. I can live, you're not going to be a perfect shooter. You're still a big man. Of course, you're not going to be able to shoot 80, 90% from the free throw line all the time, but you just can't have you missing free throws at the rate that you've been missing free throws at. So my big guy is the Kings' big guy. Domas needs to step up big and play like an all-star and just destroy DeAndre Ayton. Like, DeAndre Ayton is somebody who – defensively, that is not his calling card. He's, you didn't want to use the S word, but he's somebody who doesn't have toughness, is not necessarily one of his strong suits. Mm-hmm. Sabonis should be able to take it to him. And this should be there's no excuse for this to not be a get-right game for really just about everybody. Everybody has an opportunity tonight to have a moment to shine and to kind of get this monkey off their back. Because
yes,
the Portland Trail Blazers cannot be a better Rainbow Strip Mario Kart.
There's
thing
not
going to
be a better team in the West.
No.
There's not.
No, because even Wemby, yeah, exactly. With the Spurs, it's like you got to deal with that Wemby problem that, oh, yeah, even Phoenix really struggled to figure out. So,
I mean, dare I say, I wouldn't say in the league because the East still has the Wizards and the Pistons, but definitely in the West, there's just not a better team to get right against. Because yeah, I would tell you what, Domas, the streets are talking.
Yes, they are.
And Chris isn't going to like this. The streets are saying, the streets.
Mm-hmm.
The streets are saying that Domas is just a skilled Kevon Looney.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just...
Oh, my gosh. That's nuts.
The streets are saying you are just a skilled Kevon Looney.
Mm. Well, you know, I mean, I look, like, the streets got ammo right now. That, like, he's giving them tons of material to work with, that's mm-hmm. for sure. So, like, right now, that's what he looks like. Like, he does look like a glorified, excellent rebounder because we haven't seen the skills. We haven't seen the dynamic offensive game. We haven't seen him extending his range mm-hmm. as much as we did the first couple games. And we definitely haven't seen aggressiveness or looking to score the basketball. So that sure does sound a whole lot like Kevon Looney to me. So I definitely think... So but that's why he's my guy for tonight. I just think that he needs to reassert himself, not just as a good player. And this is the problem. It's like Sabonis isn't just talked about as, oh, yeah, he's a really good piece and like somebody that everybody would love to have. The dude was last year labeled the third best center in the NBA behind only the guy who won MP and then the guy who won the NBA Finals and Finals MVP and the MVP previous to that. So, like, he should be held at a higher level than what he's being played, how he's playing right now. And, yeah, I mean, frankly, I could almost argue that he's, you know, people are definitely on his neck. Check our YouTube chat right mm-hmm. now. But I feel like he's kind of gotten a pass for all of this because he is somebody who's supposed to be that dog. That's supposed to be him.
Yeah.
Just yelling and being more verbal and getting his guys to play harder, and that's really, like, a lot of that is on him. That's why he gets paid. That's why he got this big contract boost this offseason, is to be that guy. Mm-hmm. And he has not been that guy. And I don't want to hear he had a good game against Golden State. That's great. You can also argue he wasn't good enough in that game. Like,
right.
22, 12, and 8, I think he had. But you watch that game back, there weren't moments where Sabonis is just absolutely running things for 5 or 10 minutes.
No.
Came in the flow of everything, and that's great to see, and it's better than what he's done these past two games, but doesn't mean it's good enough.
No.
Not when De'Aaron Fox isn't playing. He needs to be averaging 22 points a game. That needs to be, okay, yeah, we got that from Sabonis, but thankfully we got something else from somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You can't bank on that when your star's not there. Sabonis needs to be the guy, especially we talk about Harrison Barnes needing to look around and kind of read the room and see. That should be the first guy who's reading the room and understanding, well, I at least have the ability to actually go out there and do something. Some of these other guys, they're restrained by minutes. They're restrained by how often they have the ball in their hand. Domas is the quarterback. He's got the ball in his hand just about every play. He's got to do more.
Those last two games, and again, I always use my mother as an example because she'll watch sports, but not a big sports person. She was up here in Sacramento helping us get settled. If you were to ask someone like my mother who doesn't know ball,
yep,
hey, who do you like more, this guy or that guy, Şengün or Domas? She would say Şengün.
Mm-hmm.
You got played, okay, by a player under 25, still on the rise. And as a guy who came here from the Bay Area, I sat here and I said, Chris, we're starting to get to know each other. Look, man, I'm going to tell you straight up, I got that outside perspective. Domas ain't it.
Mm-hmm.
He is not enough for the Kings. And Chris, you sit here and you put your reputation,
mm-hmm.
your name on the line for this guy.
I did.
Because he is much maligned mm-hmm. in the national media for not being that guy. Really good, but not elite. And you say, I think he is. And he got you out here looking crazy.
Crazy. Wild. Got me looking foolish.
He got you out here looking nuts.
Yeah, like I don't know what I'm talking about. Because he's like, I can't defend him. I cannot defend his performance this entire season. And it kind of really does go back to the Warriors series because that's when it started. It's when he started looking like a completely different person. And he just stopped imprinting himself on the game. That's really the only way I could say it is before last season or it during last season, you would just feel his presence so greatly, and more specifically at the start of games. I would kind of talk about how the Kings had this formula of the first quarter. At the end of every first quarter, you would look up at the box score and see Sabonis with like 8 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists every single time. And then the first half would happen. And then, of course, fourth quarter was all De'Aaron. But he just made his presence known. And again, like he got things going for everybody else as well. We haven't seen him get anybody else going. Kevin Huerter and Keegan are struggling incredibly, and he hasn't gotten himself going. So, I mean, really, his two greatest points of impact just have not been there at all this season. And it's kind of like if Kevin Herter's not hitting a shot, if Sabonis isn't scoring and he's not making other people better, he's really not doing anything for you out there besides grabbing rebounds. And that kind of, again, brings you to the Kevon Looney.
A skilled Kevon Looney. That's what the streets are saying, Sabonis.
It's crazy.
Figure it out. Got to get to a break. When we get back, a big change. I don't know how big you want to call it. Depends on who you ask. For the 49ers and their defense. When we get back, Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Sacktown Sports. 916-339-1140.
What a time to be alive, especially if you're here listening to Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Oh, yeah.
Taking you up to 2 p.m., getting you ready for Kings Blazers, which, you know, you can say some of the headline names aren't there, but it's a big game. I don't care. And Chris is going to be in the building. Go ahead and say hello to him if you see him. He's a really nice guy.
Super nice.
In person, so go ahead and say hello.
Why are you saying in person? Why you throw that caveat in there? You mean like I'm not nice on air?
You don't come across nice on air?
Go up and give Chris a hug.
Yeah.
That's what he wants. Yeah. Give him a big hug.
Definitely right.
Don't do that.
Give him a hug. Buy him a hot dog.
And a hot dog.
I will scream. Yeah. I will just scream.
No, I'm just saying. Scream I'm just confirming who you are.
No, I mean, it's like when you say like, oh, no, Alan was actually really good today on the show.
I didn't say actually, though.
You were like, no, Chris is nice in person.
I said Chris is a nice guy in person.
That infers that I'm not nice elsewhere.
No,
Chris
it doesn't.
Is a nice
it
guy.
Just, is this conversation person. Not telling you that I'm nice?
Go ahead and see him tonight. He'll be in a great mood, especially if the Kings get it done, and hopefully they do as we talk keys to the game, force-feeding Keegan Murray, Sabonis not being simply a skilled Kevon Looney. A 916 on the crazy. On the text line says, I'd take a skilled Looney at this point. So let's just say that the Domas stock is down right now. From the 209, is the thumb Scylla issue for Domas? Did he play too long compensating for that? That now that he's healthy, he is off.
I'm going to say no, but I think the fact that we've gotten to the point where we're wondering, should he actually, would it be better if we just broke his thumb again? Like,
that's crazy.
Did he actually play with one hand for so long that he kind of got used to it?
Well, he does have that push shot.
Yeah, for sure.
Was that always like that?
I don't think so. But I also kind of believe this is more just like a basketball thing. Like, I do kind of believe that a push shot in some ways is better than trying to take a jump shot at that distance.
Right, the mid-range.
Yeah, the mid-range, like it just feels a little bit, you know, it just feels easier. It feels a little more like a pop-a shot instead of, you know, when you're taking, if you're going to turn that into like an actual jump shot, it's almost like you're probably thinking about it and trying to gauge the distance a little too much.
Sure, so. It's floater-esque. From the 714, very thankful that we played the Baja Men who let the dogs out last segment. Tonight, it'll be the Baja team. Take that triple-double to Vegas. How fun out there, 714. Yeah. Simone was just out there, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, not that dog, Nate.
There you go.
That's thank you. All right. Thank you, Nate. I thought you were going to do it again.
I did, too.
All right, so. Okay.
I feel like every grandma has like a tiny dog that
and it says
that
beware
barks
of dog
exactly like that.
Yes,
and
bites your ankles.
So mean.
So yeah. mean. Oh yeah, it's so only mean. Nice to your grandma.
But
that's
you have
it.
Food, they're all up in your face yeah. all of a sudden,
the
and you're like, oh, cool.
Little thing.
I have a very controversial statement, real quick. My number, my second one.
All
because
day
why
today
not?
With you.
Well, Wasabi Wednesday, we're getting spicy. Yeah. When somebody says, "Oh, is your dog nice or whatever it is," yeah. right, and the person says no. Is that an indictment on the owner, or is it that, hey, I got this dog at a later age and we're trying?
Nature
versus nurture.
But
when somebody is just super chill and says like, oh, my dog is a bleep, yeah. right? No, don't pet my dog. My dog's a bleep. And they're just kind of flippant about it.
Yeah.
That bothers me.
Yeah.
And I don't ask to pet dogs. I got cats. I don't ask to pet dogs.
Yeah.
But when people do, I see it all the time because people are obsessed
yeah.
with petting dogs and they say, oh, no, don't do that. My dog is not nicer. Is your dog friendly? No.
Yeah. Let me
You're
tell
just
you,
cool
yeah.
with that?
I think that it's definitely an owner problem for the most part, in most circumstances, especially like you're saying, if you just kind of throw it out there like, oh yeah, no, my dog's a jerk. Like, don't touch him. He'll bite your hand off or
right,
something.
Right, right.
Because the problem is, and let me tell you, because I can tell you because I was one of these people, when you think about getting a dog, you just think like, you know, you had a family dog your whole life. You just think it's like a cat. You yeah. honestly think it's a cat where you sure. just water it, you feed it.
Right.
Water the cat. You give the cat water. You feed
and
it.
Grows. And you give it sunlight.
Like a chia pet.
You take it outside to pee, yeah. and that's the gist of it.
Make sure it gets sun. You put it in a pot.
You don't make sure that, like, yeah, you're going to train. Like, everybody just assumes that dogs come ready to go right. out the package. Mm-hmm. And you don't think about the fact that dogs are like humans, and everyone has their own personality. And sometimes there's just dogs that are jerks, and there ain't nothing. Like, you just got to put in tons right. of effort, or you have to just minimize how big of a jerk he is. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I mean, as somebody who just kind of blindly got my dog and assumed it would be the greatest thing ever, which it actually was, which was
right.
shocking. But I think people just kind of don't think about the fact that, yeah, sometimes dogs just are jerks, and there's nothing you can do about it.
So you're saying...
I'm saying it's the owner's fault.
You're saying that a dog could be more of a jerk than other dogs, but it's on the owner to fight
control.
That means
yes.
you just need to train it harder.
If your dog is
harder.
A jerk, then it's your responsibility to try and make it a sociable dog.
Okay. I'm just saying.
And some dogs are past the point of return, but like there's just, you've tried so hard
and that's,
they're
I guess
just
what,
skittish or something.
Right. And
you know?
I guess that's what I'm saying in those situations. It's just so chill. Some people are. And I'm just yeah. looking at it from afar and I'm just yeah. thinking, you don't want to fix that?
I think
you know
the,
what I mean?
The
but
moral
maybe
of the story is get cats.
There you go.
Stop hating on cats, y'all.
Hey, this is a pro cat show.
Yes, it is.
All right. And there will be no cat slander,
no cat slander.
Ever on this show. Stiles and Watkins. And big news out of Santa Clara that just dropped, 10 minutes ago, in terms of the Steve Wilks conversation, being on the field, being in the booth, as we remember Robert Saleh going crazy
nuts.
With the team on the sideline, D'Amico Ryans going crazy on the sidelines, and there was a question because that defense hasn't been as ferocious as we continued with this dog thing as it has been in the past. Steve Wilks, and this is coming from Kyle Shanahan, Steve Wilks will be on the field against the Jaguars
yep.
on Sunday.
Yes.
And Tim Kawakami is now, just his own opinion for The Athletic, is now saying, is this a bit of a panic move? Mm-hmm. Because when we had decided this, right, he was going to be in the booth.
Yep.
And now all of a sudden, Kyle Shanahan, and I believe you have it, Chris, what Kyle Shanahan said
yes.
as far as why they made the change. Kyle Shanahan is saying, yeah, well, we're doing things differently now because it wasn't working.
Yeah, pretty much that's definitely the gist of what he said. Shanahan said, I wanted him to be down and near our players. That's the way we had it with the linebacker communication in the past. That's pretty much the gist of what he said. I would tend to agree with Tim Kawakami that it does feel like, I don't know if it's panic, but it's at least an admission of being wrong. And, you know, and not even, I wouldn't even say that. It's just an admission that, like we talked about with Kevin Herter taking shots after the game, and it's an acknowledgement that something is going
Something's
on.
Off.
Something is off, and we need to switch something up about how we're doing things, because whatever way we're doing it clearly wasn't working. And, you know, I don't have an issue with it because I think it would be almost worse if the Niners just went blind eye to it and didn't think anything of it. But also I wonder how much of this even really matters. Like how much of a coach being in the booth versus on the sideline. I understand, sure, maybe, you know, when we're talking about the psychology of it, maybe the energy is a little bit different, but if I could also be, you know, a little bit of a purist here, like if a player needs a coach to hype him up, there's something wrong with the player.
Right, right.
And I don't think it should matter that he's on the sideline.
No, is that the reason they're missing tackles? Right? Is that the reason they're missing assignments? I'm looking
here.
Is that
why DBs are getting burnt or playing soft coverage?
Yeah. You smell that burnt toast? Yeah. Is that why? Because he's up there in the booth. Dan Quinn, I'm looking here. Pro Football Network has ranked the defenses, and this is as of today, November 8th. And they have Cleveland is number one. Sure. Of course, they've been ridiculous. Yep. The Ravens is number two. I think the Ravens have a good defense every single year. The Chiefs at number three, and it's interesting what's going on in Kansas City because you have the offense, which has been sputtering, and the Chiefs' defense is what's been doing very well. Number four, the Jets, no surprise there. Sure. Number five, the Cowboys, and I don't know how many of these DCs are in the booth. I know Dan Quinn's in the booth, right? And they're at number five. Number six, the Jaguars, who the Niners will play on Sunday.
That'll be interesting.
Very much looking forward to that game. Saints, number seven, always have a good defense. And at number eight, the Niners, and it says the 49ers haven't been as dominant as Cleveland in 2023, but they've been a steady presence at the top of lists like this for years now. Yeah. So it's a lot of expectations. It's not as if the defense has fallen off a cliff.
No.
But with who you have, I think that's the main thing. If you look at the defensive positions before they had Chase Young, you would expect them to be in the top five.
Yes.
Right? When we were going into the season, we said they have a top five offense, top five defense. Mm-hmm. And to even drop to eight, even though it doesn't seem like that crazy of a drop, it is a drop. And when you are trying to win a championship and it's a championship season, that's not good enough. Three spots means a lot, especially when you have an offense that hasn't been doing their thing.
Sure.
So very interested to see how Steve Wilks does on the sideline. I don't expect him to be rah-rah up and down, jumping up and down like Salah or D'Amico Ryans, but maybe it'll help when we get back. We're talking more Niners and Brock Purdy. I have a question for Chris and Nate. Where would you rank Brock Purdy, and would you take him over a couple other guys in the league? I'll save those names for when we return, and then we got more Kings talk after that. Styles and Watkins, Sactown Sports.
This is Sactown Sports.
Styles and Watkins, Sactown Sports, 30 more minutes with you. Been quite the show from Baja Men. How much play is Baja Men? Because, you know, with Christmas around the corner, Mariah Carey's about to cash out again. That might be the best deal in the history of music, Mariah Carey. And the All I Want for Christmas Is You. And she's played it beautifully. She's marketed it beautifully.
Yes.
Baja Men, we're giving you some promo here. Maybe Baja Men could light the beam. We can organize that.
That'd be great.
We can try to organize that for sure as we take you up to 2 p.m. from the 916 as we are getting a little... We've been tough on Domas. We've been tough on Sabonis. But you know what? He can handle it.
Yep.
He can take it. We want dogs today because Malik Monk says there's plenty on that team. Says there really isn't much of a push on Domas' push shot. It's more of a flick of the wrist.
It really
from
is.
From Chris. Yeah, it's an odd looking.
It is.
It's an odd looking shot.
Yeah. It's definitely a
you don't feel confident when it... And he's left-handed too.
Yeah, it's just like as somebody... I can sympathize because I think Domas just, I feel mean about saying it, but I think he frankly just kind of doesn't have much touch. And touch is one of those things where you're either born with it or you're not. Mm-hmm. And as somebody who doesn't have it, I can sympathize because it definitely, that's what it appears with that push shot. Like Rashawn Holmes had really good touch on his push shot. He could get it real close and he would hit bottom of the net every time. Sabonis is literally flicking it like we have a... Like we have a golf ball in our hand, and we're like trying to knock it into a I don't know. Like
right, that's very true. But I was going to say, you know, French Simone. I mean, maybe you get Tony Parker to help Sabonis, right? He had a good floater.
He had a great flow. He actually had a great flow.
His float game was crazy.
I don't want to support that setup. But yeah, it's fine.
All right, I'll organize it. Yeah. Nate, did we get your dog? Did we ever get your dog for the day?
My dog? No, we didn't.
No, we just got sounds.
We just got
noises.
My dog of the day, I mean, it's going to be a king, obviously.
Yes.
We know that.
Yeah.
Dog of the day. I'm just going to go with Keegan. I think his aggressiveness finally pays off.
Okay.
And those shots
that was my dog,
hitting.
But.
Should I go a different dog?
JaVale no,
McGee,
to...
baby.
No.
That's
no.
my dog. Why?
Because you wanted Keegan. We can both have Keegan.
I'll go JaVale. JaVale, he's going to have two alley-oops, both
okay.
from Malik.
Okay.
I think he's going to put up 12 points
wow.
and 10 rebounds.
Wow. A doubled, yeah. a wow. double, a Michael double.
I'm going to say something crazy, too.
You already okay. did.
I think he has 3 rebounds on one possession.
That's
a JaVale
so
thing.
Randomly
right.
specific.
Yeah.
But that's also a JaVale thing yeah. that could happen.
Yeah.
I don't disagree.
Yeah. 30 more minutes for the show. Thank you, Nate, for your contribution.
Thank you
as
for asking.
Always. Be a part of the conversation, 916-339-1140. Who's got to be your dog tonight? Let us know. Who is your dog for tonight? I got Keegan. Nate kind of has Keegan as well as JaVale McGee and 3 defensive or offensive rebounds in one possession.
Offensive.
Okay, offensive. You never know. And now, and Chris had Sabonis as Sabonis really is trying to drive his stock back up and stop being called skilled. Kevon yeah. Looney.
Can I throw a tier 2 in there?
Sure.
Davion Mitchell, who, you know, yeah, can we go over that injury report for the Blazers one more time, and I'll tell you a little commonality. It's
sure.
not hard to find.
So as far as who is not playing
yep.
for the Blazers, you have Scoot Henderson out.
Point guard.
You have Anfernee Simons
starting
out.
Shooting guard.
You have Ish Wainwright out.
Backup.
And you have Robert Williams yeah. out.
So the Blazers aren't going to be without their 2 starting guards is what I'm hearing. Scoot Henderson's going to be out and Anfernee Simons won't be out there,
yeah.
which makes me believe that Malcolm Brogdon will probably get a lot of time. But
right.
More so, I'm just using that to point out the fact that they don't have their best guards out there either. And Davion Mitchell, I'm not saying he's got to go out there and put up 20 or 15 mm-hmm. or anything like that, but can he just have a productive night? Like, can he be Davion Mitchell tonight, whether it be on the defensive end or we saw him produce offensively for the first couple games of the season. He was hitting some wide open threes or some threes off Sabonis screens. Just more of that. Like, can we just see Davion Mitchell look comfortable and not look like how he did? Because Davion looked terrible both of those games in Houston.
Yeah.
Maybe you can argue maybe the worst of everybody in terms of, you know, Harrison wasn't really shooting, but in terms of people who were, you know, putting up shots, Davion's just was not falling. So
not pound for pound.
Not pound for pound. But yeah.
Chris Murray is not, he hasn't been getting a lot of run this year, right, so far?
Nope.
With all these injuries, he will presumably get more minutes, correct?
I hope so.
Possible.
Okay. Do you guys think at any point tonight there's a turnover because someone thinks they're passing to Keegan or someone thinks they're passing to Chris? And they passed the wrong one?
No.
I don't okay. think so.
If their jerseys were more similar, then
yeah.
maybe.
Okay. Just wanted to check.
I like that thought, though.
Yeah.
You're like thinking it. Outside the box. You're yeah. thinking it on a different in a different square or a different shape.
Yeah.
At that point.
I just needed to hear from some professionals.
Mm-hmm.
I would say no, though.
I would okay. say probably not. But okay. you never know. You know
I'm
going to
say yes.
I like that. I like that. I mean, maybe it happens.
I like the thought of it.
I doubt it, but it is.
What color are the possible. Kings wearing tonight?
That's a great question. Let me figure
that out.
Because
Portland's
for you.
Probably going to wear white, correct?
Yeah.
I just think it's something you should look out for as a Kings fan tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
The Kings will be wearing white tonight.
Okay.
You
First know
appearance
what?
In the whites at home.
Okay, whites at home. You know what? So, yeah. The
1-2 on the season while wearing their whites.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Here's another bet. Here's another over-under. The amount of times, and obviously we're only listening to one broadcast, so you can't do between the two, the amount of brother/twin jokes tonight.
Oh. Draper's going to have at least 2.
I'm at 3.5.
I would go under. I feel like Katie and Kyle aren't very, like, corny like that. Right. Not like that, you know? Right, like, I don't think that... I shouldn't have said it. And if shouldn't have emphasized pass, like that.
Well, if you have a league pass, we can also check Blazers as well.
The Blazers, I know I would nothing give about. Lot, yeah. yeah.
Not a national game tonight, yeah. correct?
No, it's no. not. Yeah. It's not a national game. Yeah, I would go under 3.5, but just general references of their siblinghood.
Yes.
Okay. So no, I would say 3.5 is a strong number for that, because there's without a doubt they're at least showing the parents in the stands
at least once. Yeah. That's one reference.
Do you think they show on screen a side by side of the yes. two sitting on the
yes.
bench?
Without a doubt.
Okay. Yes. Okay. That's a guarantee.
That's a lock. To.
That might even be immediately after the parent cutaway, and then the second. If they're ever on the floor at the same time, of course, right. you have to
that's
say
that's three already.
Yeah, that's three already. And so all
without
it would take
corniness.
Is like a dunk on Chris or something, or
and
you
his,
know, Keegan
and then they
whopping
pan,
the three.
They pan
and
right yeah. to yeah. the brother.
Yes, exactly.
3.5, you got to go over. I'm going over.
Well, you'll be watching the broadcast today.
Yes.
Okay, so that's going to be on you to keep track of.
Okay, I will. I will.
This is
important
gonna be a lot. Stuff.
I'm actually now really excited for this pregame, because I'm yeah. sure they're going to do, you know, there's going to be tons of cameras around them, and, you know, I'm sure they'll be, you think, you know what, Chris and Keegan actually give me vibes of, we'll talk after the game, like, you know.
They'll dap each other up and yeah. keep it pushing.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not going to, it's not going to be a whole
also,
thing.
Like, they well, probably
I'm gonna,
talk every
well, I'm going to give you a layup here.
Uh-huh.
It's not going to be like Steph and Del Curry when Steph is when gosh. Shooting shots with yeah. Dell yeah. and having
he's
him
in the
pass
background
him the ball.
Of the,
our number one fan has a comment for us. Joe okay. Girose.
Hey.
Are you guys familiar with him?
Yes.
I've heard of him.
He said, if Chris plays well, should the Kings try to swap the two?
Come on, man.
Come on.
Joe.
No.
Keegan is catching a lot of heat.
He's catching a lot.
But
it's really everybody. That's the thing. Like, Sabonis has
right.
apparently
all of you can get
spent
this
too
work.
Much time. Yesterday, Davion was getting too much time. You know, Kevin Huerter has gotten his share of hate.
Family Schlegel, are you guys going to play how many minutes Harrison Barnes plays? Are you going to play that tomorrow?
Yeah,
see,
I hope not.
I hope not yeah. because we play that when we're not sure because we don't remember Harrison on the floor. So if you're asking us, are we going to play it? My answer is no, because Harrison's going to show yeah. up and he's going to make his
did
presence
we, I don't think we played it the other day after his three-point masterclass.
No, we were
Monday.
Going to, but I accidentally saw.
Oh, okay.
Oh, do you remember?
Absolutely not.
Yeah,
if he scored okay. 3 points, it better have been under 25 minutes.
I think it was 14.
Huh.
That doesn't okay. sound right.
No,
it doesn't,
that doesn't,
but, I mean,
that doesn't
it,
sound
it also,
right.
Also, the game script from the other day probably,
yeah.
you know.
From Nicktown, don't underestimate the Blazers. Due to injury, just as we did with Houston. That's one thing that I have definitely learned.
I don't think anybody's underestimating anybody anymore. After
right.
those two games, I feel like the Kings are very aware that they, at this point, it's more about them taking care of business.
Right, right. At this point, it is less about who the Blazers don't have, even though we've made jokes and we're going to have to eat hot sauce if they lose. But you roll that ball out, Malcolm Brogdon might. This might be the game
yeah, he can
where
give
Malcolm
you 30.
Brogdon
he
says,
really
"I'm tired of being relegated to a okay. bench role when I was supposed to be a starter on the Celtics."
Yeah.
And one day, I left Indiana as
yep.
as the supposed starter
yep.
for the point guard problem in Boston, and then I woke up and I was in Portland backing up a new young stud point guard.
Yep.
Life comes at you fast, and he might say, tonight is yeah. my night. So to your point, Davion, as a second-tier dog tonight, you got to get it done. Got to get to a break. When we get back, more Styles and Watkins, Sactown Sports.
Sactown Sports.
Check us out on YouTube. Search Sactown Sports and subscribe.
Styles and Watkins, Sactown Sports. 15 more minutes with you. Then it's time for the Drive Guys, who will be on location.
Yeah.
The Golden 1 Center, the location of the nearest beam that we will see.
We will.
I can guarantee you that. We've been messing with some different random things that might happen tonight, and I came across something, Chris, as we talked about Chris Murray going up against the brother Keegan Murray, and there will be a lot of conversation about that. I believe that Chris Murray will get his first NBA points tonight.
That's a great call.
And he's going to get his points because he hasn't been getting a lot of playing time. Mm-mm. And the Kings are going to be up big, and he's going to get – they're going to be garbage time, going to get to flip the script, okay. And Chris Murray is going to get his first points against his brother's team.
I love
that.
And
that will also push my over for mentions about the twin brothers, and it's a win-win.
That's a fantastic call. Because,
it's a win-win.
Yeah, I mean – and also, I mean, I'll just add to it that, you know, coaches definitely know. Coach Chauncey Billups definitely knows that, you know, this is Keegan.
And they ain't playing for nothing.
His parents are in town for sure, watching the game. And, yeah, they're not. What are they playing for? Absolutely nothing. So it would not surprise me at all if Chris gets maybe even some early playing time. But, yeah, definitely the situation you laid out, I'm all here for. Because, you know, frankly, it should be one of those nights. It should be a night where – man, did the Kings really need to beat on the Blazers by 40 like that? Probably not, but with where the Kings are at right now, I would very much welcome just a complete blowout performance where it's over by the end of the third and we're just seeing scrubs. I would love to see 15 Keon Ellis minutes again tonight for a different reason.
For a different reason. But beggars can't be choosers in the conversation, 916-339-1140. When you're on a three-game losing streak, I don't think you can sit there and say, well, I want this to be a blowout, and are we going to do – I don't see us doing a show tomorrow if the Kings win on a buzzer beater.
Uh-huh.
I think normally we might say you had no business being in that situation.
Yep.
But after a three-game skid, we'll take it however we can get.
Beggars cannot be choosers.
No.
This is not Chipotle.
No. Well, I will get you the guac. Don't worry about it. We got you. We've already been over
that. We got the hot sauce.
That's right. Let's go to Steven, who wants to be a part of the conversation. What's up, Steven? You're on Sals and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Checking in a little late, boys, so I apologize.
All good. Okay. Better late than never.
Right now. Better late than never. That is right. That is right. Man, we need some dogs tonight, right?
Yes,
right?
Sir.
We've been talking about it all day. If there's anything I want to see tonight, and I'm pretty sure every 99% of all Kings fans out there are going to be in agreement with it. I want to see us literally put our foot on their neck as soon as tip off and like not let it go until the final buzzer. I feel like that level of urgency really needs to be out there. These boys need to come out guns blazing. We need to come out and just have all of the energy. We need to take all of the wind out of their sails. We're going to be in their house. No, we're home tonight. Okay.
Yes, tonight.
So, yeah, we home, baby. So, we got the theme. We got the home crowd. We got all of the vibes. We need to show the home crowd, and we need to show the hometown, hey, we here. We out here, man. We aren't – we out here, baby. You know what I'm saying? We're out here trying to win, and we're out here trying to turn things around because, man, those two Houston games, it doesn't get any lower than that. I mean, let's be honest here.
Yep.
So, hey, enjoy the game, guys. And, man, let's light the beam, boys.
Yes, sir.
Hashtag
thanks for checking in,
LTB.
Steven.
Light the beam. Thanks for the call, Steven. As
yes, sir.
Usual.
Appreciate you guys.
Manny Too Legit on the YouTube chat. Light that beam tonight. Yeah. And going back to our conversation, if you're just joining us or if you've been listening, about, hey, if things didn't go well for the Kings this season, would you consider ending the beam era or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And really what it is now is it is a term of endearment at this point.
Exactly.
It ain't about the actual beam. Mm-hmm. But if somebody says, light that beam tonight, you know they're a Kings fan.
Yes, for sure.
And you know that they're riding with the beam team and the Kings, and you're trying to get that W.
Exactly.
LTB.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like you said, like I remember last year, there was someone who was at Disneyland, and he saw a dude with the Kings hat on, and he was like, light the beam? And he was like, light the beam.
Right,
and like,
right,
it really
right.
is like, it's a term of endearment. It's a way of the community coming together. And it's just, yeah, like it's a great rallying cry. And I really do think it's just another thing that when things are rolling, when things are going well, when it's not like what it is right now, it's just, it's a thing that we all celebrate together as a community. Like, it really is as cheesy and corny as you want to make it. Like, people do huddle around the beam, and Vivek always talks about basketball in a very, like, religious way almost, where he talks about how, you know, the basketball arenas are like the modern day coliseums and, mm-hmm. and cathedrals where people come to worship the sport of basketball. And, you know, Golden One Center truly has that kind of feel where it is kind of like a place of worship where we go yeah. to worship our beam overlords.
And, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it really is it's a really big community thing.
Are you not entertained? Yes. And we haven't been lately,
no,
King.
No, not even a little bit.
Hopefully you can change that for us tonight, 916-339-1140. Let's get out to Eric, who wants to talk beam team. What's up, Eric? You're on Styles and Watkins.
What's going on, fellas?
What you got for us, my guy?
Yeah, I wanted to my take is a little bit different. Mm-hmm. So we all in Sacramento, we want the Kings to do well. But I happen to be not happy, but I'm not mad at their early season struggles. And here's why. Mm-hmm. I think right around December, maybe it's even in January, when certain contracts can be traded, I think what the Kings are going through now is giving Monty a vision of this team as currently constructed cannot go further than they did last year. With all the draft capital and everything they have, it's giving Monty a look to say, okay, I'm going to have to change this up. And I can't do it until Harrison Barnes and some of the other guys that their assets are tradable. But it's fool's gold. If they had started the season 6-0 and this team is not, as it's currently constructed, going to advance further than they did last year. So I'm hoping that this spurs Monty into action once they are able to trade some of their assets and we get some dogs in here and some ballers that know. I mean, no offense to the guy, but my man they got from Indiana.
Sabonis.
Blanking on his name. No, the shooting guard. I mean, this he couldn't shoot in Indiana.
Duarte.
He had a hard time shooting in Indiana.
Yeah.
He had a hard time staying healthy in Indiana. So what do you think is going to happen here? He's not better than Kevin Herter. Maybe that was to spur Herter into playing better defense, adding him to the roster. But he's not a better player, nor is he a better fit than Herter. So, again, that's just my take on it. I'm hoping that this early season stumble spurs Monty into action and we can get, you know, maybe a couple guys out of Toronto, one of those two, Ananobi and Pascal Siakam, or somebody else, because the way this roster is set up now, it ain't happening. Appreciate you guys.
Oof. That's a great call, Eric.
Great call. Snuck it in at the buzzer.
Late edition for call of the day. Eric, please call back.
Call back whenever,
man. You will be
a
friend of the show, because that's an interesting way to look at it.
Great way of looking at it.
If they came out 6-0 and it's, you know, that Chris Tucker meme, whoo! Right. This thing fake when he's burning the dollar and it's burning red. You would think, wow, these guys are going to be able to eclipse. How? And we sit here and we do beaming or dreaming. The question is, does Monty and this front office and the coaching staff think that maybe this group and this window might not be ready this season, mm-hmm. but could get there next season?
Yeah.
And I don't believe that Eric believes that, and I don't believe that you believe that.
No,
I believe that most people believe that you will eventually have to make a change.
Yes.
And if you will eventually have to make a change, then what you waiting for?
No better time than the present.
What you waiting for?
Yeah.
So I think it's a great call by Eric.
That's fantastic.
And if they did get off to a good start, then maybe we're having a different conversation here. Because
but
you're thinking,
time,
hey,
yeah.
they're rocking and rolling. But
that's for my dog, Eric.
There you go.
There you go.
You give a good call, you get a woof. A good one, too. Yeah. You get a bad call, you get a chihuahua. Is that what we're doing?
Sure.
I like that.
Yeah, I like it.
I like that. And we can do that for takes, too.
Yeah, we'll
I think my
that.
Beam take would have got a chihuahua,
yeah,
I think, a little bit
yeah.
earlier. But final
bark,
thoughts.
No
final thoughts. We got a minute left. Final thoughts for the game, Chris. Any bowl predictions, anything like
Let's
that?
Let's see here. I mean, I definitely think it's going to be a big night for Keegan and Chris, obviously. But I think Keegan's going to use the energy of being back at home, having his family in town, having his brother there as well. Like, this feels like a good opportunity for him to kind of feel comfortable, mm-hmm. knock down some shots, and kind of get things back on track. We saw Kevin Herter get things a little bit back on track the other day in Houston. I would like to see that continue as well. I think the big thing for tonight, and hopefully a sign of things to come, just making shots, just hitting shots that we feel like they can hit. I want to see Kevin and Keegan both have really big nights tonight, and that's all I really want.
Well, hopefully that's the case. What a show for number 10.
Incredible.
Thank you to Nate. Thank you to Simone, Sals, and Watkins. Light the beam. The beam ain't going nowhere. Sacktown Sports.